The halacha is that the employer needs to set up clearly defined the conditions and the contours of the employment, for example, the hours and all the other benefits. And if he doesn't set up with the employee when they start the relationship, then the halacha is that it goes based on minag hamedina. Now, that means the custom of the area in which he is, the relationship is taking place. Now we'll see exactly more what that means. This is based on Shulchan Aruch, and the Sma points out that even if a place where, for example, the minug of the Medina is to give the workers food, and they, the employer and the employee, stipulate that the employee will get food, like the minug of Medina, we don't assume that the employer, by offering food, meant to give extra food, you know, the food that is normally given plus extra food, but rather we say he's simply stipulating like the minug hamedina. And the Taz asks on that from the Rajba that says any tnai which is not necessary, so we assume that it's coming to add on, but over here we say no, this stipulation of giving food is just simply the minug hamedina, the normal custom of the employer-employee relationship over here, because, you know, otherwise there's really no end to making these rules. Now that is point number one. Another point is the Pistei Choshen notes that he's not sure why the Gemara says this rule that everything goes based on the minag hamedina more by the employer-employee relationship than by other types of monetary issues. For example, the renting, renting of animals or other types of schiras. So he suggests maybe just simply because the employee-employee relationship is rampant, it's very common that you have an employment relationship more than other type of rentals. Everyone has employees, every business has employees, there's employers-employees, it's a very common relationship. The Rama adds that something is not considered a minug unless it's something which is common and is done frequently. In other words, something which is only done once or twice is not called a minug. It needs to be established, you know, by three times in order to become a minug. And this is based on the Rivash, and the Shach points out that the Rambam agrees as well. Now, the Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to disagree a little bit in the name of the Aruch Mishar, and says if we know for sure that this is the minug and it was set up by, you know, a long time, even if it's something which only happens infrequently, in other words, if certain situation happens, such and such, and this is the minug, even though it's not a frequent event, since it's an established event, it becomes a minug. Now, nowadays, Batei Dinim, this is an important rule for Batei Dinim, because even in places where we don't say Dina de Malchus Adina, that you follow the laws of the government, for example, in Eretz Yisrael is a discussion if Dina de Malchusa applies. Still, this rule of going based on the Minog HaMedina really applies in all situations which would set the contours of an employee-employment relationship. Now, a final point or two on this halacha is that even if the employer says he's going to add on to the salary, in other words, let's say a salary for an employee is $100,000, and this employer says he's going to give $150,000, we don't assume that the employee is going to have to do anything more than the regular employee needs to do unless it is stipulated up front. In other words, this extra cash is just an extra cash bonus. It's not that, oh, the extra cash is indicative of a higher responsibility by the employee. And this is based on the Shulchan Aruch, and this is we don't assume that there's extra work but for the employee. Now, the Taz asks on this, he says, because if the whole svara is that, okay, the extra money is just so the employee does a good job at what he's doing, he says, then what about if the employee does not do such a good job? Does he get deducted some of this extra salary? And that's a whole discussion. Now, the Kitzos as well brings the words of the Truma Sedeshin, who says, let's say a shliach was given money, normal, let's say more than normal. So, for example, let's say a shliach, a messenger, is supposed to deliver something normally for $1,000, and he was paid $1,500 for this job. And the shliach says, oh, the reason is because the He says, I'm supposed to get $1,500, but I also need another $200 or $500 rather, let's say, for my traveling costs, for my plane flight and for my train, whatever it is. So really you need to pay me $2,000, the $1,500 that we stipulated, plus the $500 for my traveling expenses. And the mishaleach, the employer, says, no, that's what I paid you the extra $500 for. I wasn't clear about it, but normally you would have gotten $1,000. Now I paid you $1,500, so that is what the extra $500 was for. So the halacha, the Ketzos HaKoshen goes back and forth, but seems to at least say that the Trumas Adeshin's opinion is that the mishaleach, the employer, is in the right, because he says the money itself is indicative. Although that itself, the Ketzos points out, is a loaded concept, whether the money can help, you know, set what the deal was.